Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank you for joining us in worship today.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to worship here at Trinity Lutheran Church. Welcome to those of you glad to miss the home. My name is Pastor Nate Oliver, and it's wonderful to be here with all of you today. It's still the Easter season, and today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, which also has as its nickname Good Shepherd Sunday. The reason for that is because every year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, gospel reading focuses on Jesus' relationship with us as our shepherd, the one who leads us, God is us, the one who protects us, the one who cares for us. And so that will be our focus again today. What a blessing it is to have that kind of relationship with our Lord. It's all because of Easter that that's even possible. So it makes sense to celebrate that this evening. For our worship today, we're going to follow the Bible study setting one in your kingdom. In the name of But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Save us from any that does grace us.
Thank you.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand.
Good morning! Okay, that's better. Hope you're all doing well today. I am excited that today is the Good Shepherd Sunday. I want to talk to you a little bit about that, but I wanted to first ask you about names. Why are names important? Dress? uniform. And when you wear a uniform, ideally everybody's going to basically wear the same thing. Right? And you're going to all have the same color. It looks the same. Maybe you have a different number on the back. Right? How can you tell who's who when everybody's wearing the same thing? So in some cases, you might actually have your name on the back, right? If you're playing a sport where you don't have a name on the back, then we're just going to have to rely upon you hearing us call your name, right? And figuring out which person is who, because you have a different name for all of your teammates. Right? And if two people on the same team have the same first name, then you've got to come up with something else creative to figure out who's who. Names are super important. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about my busy weekend. One of the things that made my weekend busy is that Friday was Zach's birthday. Zach over there turned 7, which is Friday. And so we got to celebrate that, which was great. One of the things that I like to do to help celebrate birthdays. I found a special song that I like to play. It's from a band called the Best Birthday Song Band Ever. And hopefully it's the work. Crazy that the best birthday song band ever knew Zach's name? How did they know it was his birthday? Well, actually, so this is on Spotify. If you've ever heard of Spotify before, there's lots and lots of songs on Spotify. The best birthday song band ever has a song for almost anything you can think of. So I've got a little playlist for what you need, for example. I read in the bulletin that Wednesday we're going to sing this. So, yeah, so Grant Teeman's birthday is on Wednesday, right? But there's all kinds of names in here. You can even go with this. Guadalupe, Demetrius, anybody have any clues? There's lots and lots of names in here. But you know what? The guy that wrote this song, just because he wrote and recorded a lot of songs with a lot of different names, that doesn't mean that he knows you. He just tried to come up with as many different names as he could so that people would listen to his music on Spotify. But he doesn't know you. He doesn't know Zachary, so he's Max, Grant, Guadalupe, Demetrius. He doesn't know any of these people. He just recorded all these songs and all these different things. You know who it does know you? Jesus! That's right! Jesus knows you. Your good shepherd knows you. The good shepherd, Jesus, has a lot of sheep. And I don't know how much you know about sheep. Some of you know more than others. I don't know very much about sheep. When I look at sheep, all the sheep look the same to me. But when Jesus looks at his sheep, you and me, he knows you. He knows you by name. He knows everything there is to know about you. He knows all the good things you do. He knows all the bad things you do. But he letters that we put out every time somebody is baptized here in church. And what makes this fair extra special? It recognizes your name. That's right. So it actually says, for those of you who can read, it says from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, I have called you by name. And when somebody is baptized here, we even will actually put their real name right there in between those letters. So that becomes a really special moment. We recognize names when we're baptized because God uses that to place a very important name on you, even more important than your name that everybody calls you. That's placed on you in baptism is God's own name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit placed upon you. So when you live in this world, yes, you have your own name. And on your birthday, they'll say, happy birthday, dear, your name. But the more important thing is the name we received on our new birthday, on our baptism birthday. The day that God gave us this name. And as our good shepherd, he knows you by name. What a blessing it is to have a shepherd like him. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in our service today, but let's say a word of prayer. If you fold your hands and bow your heads, and you can repeat after me, dear Jesus, we thank you for being our good shepherd. Call us by name. Lead us where you want us to go. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. You go back to take your moms and dads. And now we'll sing hymn number 740, I Am Jesus the Lord. Mercy and peace be with you, God our Father, who created us for this name in Jesus' name. Amen. The text for this morning's sermon is the Gospel reading, 10 John chapter 10. The Good Shepherd Discourse, which is certainly appropriate for Good Shepherd Sunday. Jesus does what the scriptures often do, caring relationship that God has with us to a shepherd caring for sheep. It's a very special bond, the relationship that's based on trust and guidance and protection and all of those things. Especially, I'd love for us to focus on Helper knows us better than we know ourselves, knows us better than anybody else knows us. And certainly He calls us sheep. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this coming Tuesday is a special day to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's a day that is known as Fall Day at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. It's one of those unofficial Lutheran holidays. There are a lot of people, congregations, and families that have that date circled on their calendars, that have that date circled for quite some time. It's the day when many people want to find out, congregations are going to learn if God is going to send them a new graduate to be their next pastor. Families are going to find out where their loved ones might be sent as they go to serve the Lord. It's a great day. And this year, our congregation is not as a whole personally connected to any of the graduates that I'm aware of. But just down the road, we have sister congregations in Infinity and Olive Branch and Troutdown, and they are anxiously awaiting to find out Tuesday night if any new graduate from the seminary is going to come to be their next minister. So we're certainly going to be keeping them in our prayers, and we're going to include that in the prayer of the church today. Whenever Fall Day comes around, I can't help but think about and remember how I felt on my call day, which was May 1st, 2012. 12 years ago, standing alongside my classmates as we waited to find out where the Lord was going to be calling us, where we were going to serve. And of course, when they do this, they do it in alphabetical order by last name. So I had to stand and wait for a while and listen to see where everybody else was going to go before it came to me almost at the end. And you know, when you're going through that, a moment like that, it's so many things that are going through your head. It's almost as like you're in a train that's driving and you're not really focused on what's going on. You're hearing the service going on around you. You're not really listening to the words. And it's like, there were so many things I was thinking about at the time. Until all of a sudden, there's that moment where you do hear your name. And then it completely snaps you back into reality. Nathan Wallenberg, Texas District Associate Pastor of Family Life Ministry, St. Paul Lutheran Church, McAllen, Texas. All of a sudden, once I heard my name, it was real. All of a sudden, Katie and I really were going down to the Rio Grande Valley, only 11 miles from the Mexican border. This Connecticut Yankee was sent to the furthest south of anyone in my class. Once I heard my name, there were real people, real souls entrusted to my care. Once I heard my name, it meant all of the time I had spent studying theology, all of the hypothetical, theoretical things became real. Hearing my name out loud in that moment literally changed my life. So, being called by God in that sense, by name, for ministers, for other church workers, you know, that's a pretty unique experience. But, kind of like I was sharing with the kids just a moment ago, all of us can understand about what vocation we might have. We understand how powerful a name can be, what it can truly mean to be called by. You can just look at something like, have you ever tried to wake up a heavy sleeper? You know, sometimes people are sleeping so deeply that if you try to wake them up, you can make all kinds of noise. You can even shake them and they won't wake up. But a lot of, not every time, but a lot of times, it's the name. If you say somebody's name, that's what rouses them. That's what wakes them up. Or even if you just have one of those moments where you're having a conversation with somebody and you can kind of tell halfway through the conversation that they're not really paying attention anymore. You know, that happens sometimes. You know, you're talking, and then all of a sudden you can tell that person you're talking to is thinking about something completely different. And so, you know, your body starts to glaze over, and you might be hearing what's being said, but they're not really listening to what's being said. wrote the famous book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he said in that book that a person's niche is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. Now, that might be exaggerated a little bit, but I think he's onto something there. Names do have real power. Say somebody's name, a conversation becomes instantly more personal. If you remember somebody's name that you haven't seen or talked to in a long time, that makes them feel you care about them. That can do a lot to improve the relationship, maybe build upon a relationship that had deteriorated over time. But you also have to watch out with it, too, because of the flip side. If you misspell somebody's name, mispronounce somebody's name, forget somebody's name entirely, you can have somebody become easily offended by it, and that can actually work against your relationship. The bottom line is, names are important. And I think we're led to consider that when we look at the gospel reading today from our Good Shepherd discourse in John chapter 3. This being Good Shepherd Sunday, and singing like we just did that, calls us by our name, that we are his little lambs. We hear that those images come to mind as we look at John chapter 10, and we start to notice the things that Jesus is saying about us as his sheep. There's a whole bunch of great things that the Good Shepherd says in this chapter, but I especially want us to focus today on verses 14 and 15. Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. Know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. That's a pretty close relationship Jesus is describing here, right? Jesus says elsewhere that he and the Father are one. There is no closer relationship than the Father and the Son and the Trinity. And Jesus is saying that his relationship with his sheep is just like that. And his relationship with you is just like that. What a blessing that is. So Jesus calls out to us as a shepherd calling out to his sheep. And earlier in chapter 10, it doesn't say specifically in the passage, but it also says in like verse 3, way earlier at the beginning of the chapter, that when he calls us by our name. So he knows each of us individually. He calls each of us by name individually. He knows everything that there is to know about us. He knows all the good. He knows all the bad. Nothing at all is hidden from Jesus. And yet, this is the closeness that he desires to have with you, that he does already have with you, since you have been. We're going to talk about that. We also need to talk about how we respond when Jesus, the Good Shepherd, does call out to us. Now, we hear the Good Shepherd calling as we hear the Bible read, or we read it for ourselves, whenever we hear the sermon preached, whenever we gather and sing hymns, whenever we pray to the Lord. And it's not just times when we're here in church, but also when we're home, when we're elsewhere, when we're alone, when we're just thinking about all the things going on in our lives. Jesus is calling, the Good Shepherd is calling out to us. But I do think that a lot of times we are going through life like the way I felt when I was standing there waiting for my name to be called and calling. That we're going through life kind of like in a trance. This is all the things that are happening. We are focused, but we're focused on different things. We're focused on jobs and money and kids and health and all of these millions of things that are on our plates all the time that we're juggling. And so, honestly, we're busy humans. We would say sometimes we hear the voice of our shepherd, but we don't always listen to exactly what that shepherd is saying to us. Poor, miserable sinners that we are, we should come to church and be distracted. Believe me, I understand that not every word that I say from this pulpit is heard and listened I've been to youth plenty of times myself. I know how easy it is to get distracted. I know that not everybody's hearing what I'm saying here at this moment. We are often in that kind of trance-like state. God is placed over. We need something to snap us out, snap us back into reality. What's going to get our attention? We need to hear from Jesus the sweetest and most important sound in the kingdom. We need to hear our Lord, our Good Shepherd, calling us by name. Now, obviously, when Christians talk about being called by name by the Lord, we're not always referring to literally hearing your name being heard. You know, it's not like, I don't know about you, I've never heard God literally calling my name audibly. It's like,
Nate, you need to go to Hoyleton. They have a Hofbräu Fest there.
But, you know, what does it mean? If we're not hearing the Lord calling us by name audibly, if you do, it's chance of knowing it's fine that he can see it after me. What then would it mean for us? What would it mean for us to hear Jesus calling us by name? Well, we'll get to this in the children's scripture too. I'm actually referring to the name that your parents call you, or the name that's on your birth certificate. I'm talking about a better name. I'm talking about a greater name. That we all share, a name that has been given to all of us, a name that is above every name. I'm talking about Jesus' name, which he has placed upon you in holy baptism. When you're baptized, you receive so much more than just a sprinkling of water. You do receive the beginnings of faith in the one true God, which of course does continue to be nurtured as you live by the power of the Holy Spirit, but you even receive more than that. In holy baptism, Jesus places his name on you. Our Heavenly Father places his name on you. The Holy Spirit places his name on you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because of that, you have life. We heard this in the first reading, at the end of this reading tonight, chapter 4, that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven into man by which we must be saved. Everything Christ won on the cross, he gave to you, even though on the side of heaven it's impossible for us to understand the fullness of how awesome that is. But every time you hear Jesus' name, you're actually hearing your own. That's what snaps us back into reality. Gives you the reality of God's grace, mercy, peace for all those that he loves. We hear that name at various times, like when we begin every worship service with the invocation in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who steps back into reality. If we sing God's name in our hymns, we pray in the name of Jesus, we hear God's name when we hear his word. Back into reality. When we are in need, the Lord sends us help through fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who also have received that name, a name that we share. Those are the times we're pulled out of that trance. We turn our focus back on the Good Shepherd who has laid down his life for his sheep and for choice. Because that is what makes it possible for us to not only hear his calling to us, but actually listen to what he says. Someday, when we pass away from this life, when the Lord returns on the last day, we're going to hear that name called out one more time. When we join the saints and the angels and all the company of heaven on that day, the name of that we bear really will be the sweetest and most important sound in any Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. The Lamb, who sits on his throne, he is the one who has placed his name in his most holy and powerful name. Now may the peace of God surpass all understanding, God, and keep your hearts and minds in true faith. Pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Shepherd of Israel, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you sought out your sheep and you gathered us into your flock. Keep us always in your fold and guard us from every wolf and snare. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you alone gather us as your sheep and send faithful shepherds to us. Call all who have wandered from your flock and bless the faithful shepherds who gather you through the voice of your word. We lift before you all of our partners in mission and ministry, especially our sister congregation, Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Oakville, and their pastor, Eric Wood. We also ask you to be with all of the seminarians and their families who will be receiving their vicarage assignments and call placements this week. We especially ask that if it be your will that you would call the pastor to serve St. Salvatore, Benedict, and Oliver to draw to you, and that their ministry would thrive as a result. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, your Son, has called us to love our brothers. Turn us in love toward the neighbors closest to us, especially within our own homes, that we may daily show our confidence in God by speaking in truth, laying down our lives as Christ first did. All married couples, especially those who are celebrating anniversaries, including Gary and Marilyn Sidmeier, pray that they enjoy grace each day. We also rejoice today for those who are celebrating birthdays, including Grant, Andy, Dolores, Winnie, and Chance. We give you thanks and praise for the birth of Carter, Raymond, Cooney, and we ask that you would bless him and his family as he grows and quickly lead into the waters of holy baptism. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal Lord, through the Paschal Lamb, you have brought peace between man and God. By your gift of good government, bring peace and good days also to our citizens, and between the nations of the world, we and all our neighbors may lead quiet lives and godly eternity. Bless all who serve in the military, including Michael, Daniel, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Alex, Isaac, Patty, Austin, Lord, Joyce, Tina, Traylon, and Bob. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, by the first fruits of Christ's life from the dead, you secured forgiveness for our troubled consciences. Bless also with temporal health and well-being those who suffer among us, especially all who are on our families, including all who are in care facilities spread up in the We continue to lift Bobby before your throne as he is hospitalized. We also ask you, Lord, to be with those who have ongoing health needs and concerns, especially Isaiah, Thomas, Joan, Jim, Marvin, Amy, Irene, Jamie, Ronnie, Ben, Francie, Jess, Brent, Daryl, Linda, Ricky, God out of your bodily goodness, you have remembered us poor miserable sinners, and given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Grant us your Holy Spirit that even as this shepherd knows us and helps in every affliction, we also may know him, trust him, seek love and comfort in him, heartily obey his voice, us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. You may be seated. Our closing hymn is number 709, The King of Love by Shepherd. Wednesday, there will be a big choir practice in the balcony. There will be women's Bible study at 7 o'clock in the school in the conference room. There's a note in here that Christ Our Rock is selling custom flower planter boxes. They purchase for $35 each, and the proceeds go toward prom and also sports for Christ Our Rock. But the deadline to order those is tomorrow. So there is an order form available back there on your way out if you'd like to purchase one of those planter boxes. If you want to give the order forms to the lovely Katie Walmer, you can do so. Yes. Oh, you see, you have a little bit more time.
Thank Pastor and the elders for inviting us to come back another year to give you a report on what's been going on with the idiots here. Basically, there's a lot of turmoil in the world. Satan has a full court press on all Christians, conservatives, and everything else that we know of in this country and especially around the world. And when they have the app on your phone, everybody says, well, why do we need Bibles? We've got it all out of the country. And what's happened is that in Russia, with Putin, in China, with Xi Jinping, they have shut down all the airdrop apps and everything that you can get the Gideon Bible on your phone. They shut down any Christian conversations or anything where people are using Bible verses or passages or anything. That's all been closed down now for the last couple of years. And so it just kind of goes to show what man gives you can be taken away. But what God gives us in the Word cannot be taken away. So that's why we're going to the government's going to work today, because there is a need and people are begging for the Word of God, especially people that are in conflict in the Middle East, in Poland, in Ukraine. They're giving them sustenance, food, and toiletries and everything, but they're coming back and saying, but we need spiritual food. We need the Word of God. And this is one way that we are putting that out. Everything that everybody gives a floor offering at the church services there from 1 year to the next. All that money goes to International in Nashville, Tennessee. That money is going to buy Bibles, whether they're Testaments or whether they're larger Bibles that we put in the hotels, motels, and things like this, doctor's offices, nurse offices, veterinarian clinics, and everything like this that we do. So, there's quite a need out there, and it's growing more and more. But we can sell this also, what we've been doing. 3 years ago, when we had a bus in China and stuff there, we had great beginnings going through there when we could get into China. And so, the Owls in Irvington, they are missionaries there that have an orphanage. And when they wanted to put that orphanage in, the Communist Party said, well, yeah, you can do that, but you have to have a place for senior citizens first. And so instead of a one-story building, they had to make it a three-story building. So the old people could go there and have a place to stay because they were all of them at homeless, but they wanted the house to take care of themselves there. And so they had to put their orphanage on the second story. And Mrs. Howe, she came to us in Nashville there, and we got her Bibles in Mandarin and English together, where she could have a Bible class for the ladies in the center there and stuff. And so she, and the Communist Party would not let us just bring Bibles in. But if it was a Bible that was in Mandarin and English, it was more of an educational thing, bilingual. And people in Europe, in Asia and stuff, they don't just speak one language. They speak 2, 3, 4, 5 different languages and stuff. So in that respect there, she was bringing many, many people to Christ, Jesus, in that way and stuff. And she's still doing that today and stuff. It's getting more difficult and stuff there all the time. But you just adjust to what you have to do and stuff as far as that goes. If anybody has the insert and stuff, you want to take that out of your bulletin and stuff there. There is a place on here where you can, if you don't have the right to or anything today, make a bill of donation or anything, you can carry this out and send it in. If you do things, if you're not effective enough and stuff, you can go on your phone and you can make a donation, a monthly recurring donation. You can make a one-time donation or anything, and all that money goes to International to buy Bibles for the world and stuff here. If you're not that happy or anything, you can take this one out where the envelope is, and put something there or anything else and stuff. That goes, stay on board in Washington County, my dad is a treasurer, and he will see that that gets to the appropriate place if that's your way of doing things at your podcast. You know, and that and stuff. Also, there was some very good working with faith and other people have done and been on expansion with people in the gospel for them and stuff as far as that goes. I didn't see the past right in the past people, but the Johnson Park program, where if you need a card for a bereavement, anniversary, birthday, anything like that, these are free. You just put them up, and for the person that has everything, you can donate Bibles in their office. I think they're still about $5, yeah, they might be on that a little bit with inflation and everything. But you can donate Bibles, 1, 5, 10, 20 Bibles in the name of a person who wants to honor he would have been wise for death. That's something that I think I'll branch back to. I'll make sure and stuff there too. Also, if you want to be a friend of the Indians, if you are in the Indian or a charter member of the ladies, we have a place for that too, for you too. We have a meeting on fourth Monday every month at Little Nashville, which is tomorrow. It's fourth Monday, the 22nd. And it's at 6 o'clock. We'll buy you dinner. And you can experience what a meeting is and stuff. If that's not something you want to do, you can be a friend of the Indians. But the cost of the thing, basically, Jack is our secretary. He will send you an email. That's not whenever we have a distribution, say like at the Milk Festival this past year, we gave out over 1,200 Bibles with that, which was amazing because the kids that put in the bands and stuff and in the parade and stuff, the sponsors, catchers, whatever, I want them to take anything. And when we started that fund, or they would get done with the parade and stuff, we would be there by the buses and stuff and offer them a Bible. Well, the sponsors are right there and they're just kind of giving us the eye and stuff. They know what we're there for. They've been there before. And they're telling, I'll tell you anything. Well, once they walk past us, all the kids in the back of the band all ask, hey, can we have a Bible? Can I talk with my friends and stuff here? And in that respect, we gave out perfect. We ran out. By the time the program was over, we didn't even have any Bibles to give out. That's pretty much everybody had them. So stuff like that. We go to colleges, campus and stuff here. With the Dodge decision this past year, and the Kennedy decision and stuff, right now, maybe not necessarily go into the schools, but we can stand on the sidewalk and give out the word. There are 12 different governors in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and others that are going to be implementing the Ten Commandments back in every class room of their state. And that's our point because of the Supreme Court. They have said that, this decision is unwise, maybe they have unconstitutional. And this is the most conservative Supreme Court we've had in over 20 years at least. So there is more problem for Christians now than we've ever had before and stuff. But when that happens, we're under attack more and more. So we need to be like the Apostle Peter said, we need to be ready in season and out of season with an answer for anybody that asks. If they don't have their lives within us. So we're not in the Word, and like Pastor said in his sermon stuff, that, are we like Peter following Christ at a distance? That's why then. Or are we all in on Resurrection Sunday when Jesus actually rose from the dead and stuff? So, we have to ask ourselves that question and stuff here. And so the name of Jesus is that we want to expound on and keep us in your prayers. And thank you for coming this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for church today. Have a blessed week.